Well, those of you who have been around for a while know that we're undertaking a series of sermons exploring the theme of making a difference, and particularly how we might, as Christians, make a difference in our work. In 1942, Reinhold Niebuhr rose to the pulpit of his church in New York, and during his sermon, he spoke the words that have become known to us as the Serenity Prayer. Let me remind you of those words. God, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, courage to accept the things I can, and wisdom to know the difference. God, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, courage to change the things I can, and wisdom to know the difference. Wouldn't we all like that wisdom? Certainly Ken faces dilemmas every day. Choices, does he act, does he not act, does he say something, does he not say something? And many of us find ourselves in the situations. When do we act and when do we not act? When should we persist and when should we desist? God, give me the wisdom to know the difference. Well, there's a sense in which the things that we believe, the thoughts that we have, determine how we behave. Over the last couple of weeks, there have been horrendous tornadoes that have struck through the heartland of North America, and you've probably seen television pictures of those horrendous storms. Entire towns have been eliminated. 40 people have died. Thousands of people have been made homeless. Now, it's interesting to go back, and studies have been made of the impact of those kind of storms in the United States, and it's been discovered that there are likely to be more deaths in the south of the United States than in the north. And that's not because the houses are less well prepared, and it's not because the storms are more ferocious, but because of the outlook of the people. There's a 5-to-1 greater likelihood that a person will be killed in Alabama than in Illinois. And the reason is because of their attitude. People who don't think they can make a difference don't get ready for the storm. They take a fatalistic view of it. What we believe determines how we act. And if a storm is going to hit your town, you take it on the shoulder rather than do something to respond to it. This is what psychologists call learned helplessness. The thoughts we have determine how we respond to situations. And it's not just an American problem. Putin won the election in Russia last Sunday, partly for a very similar reason. You'll have seen the press reports that say predominantly in the cities he's faced a great deal of opposition. But in the rural communities, in the countryside, he has been primarily or largely supported. And there is a general cultural assumption in amongst the Russian peasants that basically holds to what in a Russian proverb says, if God doesn't bring it, the earth will not give it. There's a fatalism that accepts the status quo, that doesn't address it and doesn't respond to it. Now, in both of those cases, there's a sense in which wisdom to know the difference is not operating in those circumstances, when to act and when not to act. One day, a man was led into the forest by the Spirit to learn wisdom. And he walked deep into the forest and came to a clearing. And he settled in that clearing and then noticed on the other side of the clearing a fox without any legs. And as he sat there watching the fox, he saw a tiger coming into the clearing, holding game in his mouth, and the tiger settled down to eat the game. But he didn't complete the meal. He dropped the bird at the foot of the fox before he went back into the forest. And this happened One day, another day. And as the man sat there watching this phenomenon, he thought to himself, how wonderful God is that he provides for those in need. And so he went away and decided that he would sit in the corner, put up his feet, and wait to be fed. And days went by, and he became hungry, and more hungry, and he became almost to the point of death for hunger. And he heard a voice from heaven that said to him, you fool, I showed you the fox so that you might learn to be a tiger. knowing when to act and when not to act, knowing the difference, it's so difficult for us to do. We know the story of Moses coming with the Israelites to the edge of the Red Sea. Here, the Israelites, who have been persecuted by the Egyptians for many years, are finally set free from the Egyptian rule, and they're taken by Moses out to the Red Sea. And we know as they approach the Red Sea that they're faced with this huge mass of water that they cannot cross, and behind them come the Egyptian armies, and they feel trapped. And Moses says to them, "Don't be afraid. Be brave. Trust God. Sit and wait." And God comes to Moses and he says, "Why do my people keep crying to me? Tell them to get up and go forward." A dilemma. They can't go back because the Egyptian armies are coming for them. They can't go forward because they face the waves of the sea. And now God is saying, act. This is what some people have called the Red Sea moment. An awareness you can't go back and you can't go forward, but you've got to do something. It's what in Taoism is called Wu Wei, that moment of unaction, not inaction, but unaction, that sense that in their own strength, our own strength, we do not know what to do. We cannot act. We're not sure which way to go. Action that is, if you like, to come out of that moment of real dilemma, of real uncertainty. It's a moment of letting go. The children of Israel on the edge of the Red Sea had no resources to enable them to know how to move, which direction to move, what to do. They had no sense that their own ideas would bring them in any sense a way forward out of their circumstances. You can't go back, you can't go forward, you're trapped. But not when God speaks into the situation. And that's the story of the Red Sea. That's the Red Sea moment, that awareness in those dilemmas when we don't know whether we should say something or not say something, whether we should act or just wait. God chooses to speak to us. That's what Paul is talking about in the passage in 1 Corinthians that was read for us this morning. He was talking about that sense of wisdom, which is not human wisdom. The wisdom of God seems to be foolish to everyday human experience, but it's a wisdom that can inspire the kind of action that sets people free, that liberates us to become all that we can be. It's knowing that the foolishness of God in those moments is wiser than human wisdom, and the weakness of God is stronger than human strength. Now, that serenity prayer that Reinhold Niebuhr spoke into that pulpit in 1942 came in the middle of the Second World War, as people faced the dilemma of how do we deal with this evil in society, in the world. God grant me the serenity to accept what I cannot change and courage to act when I can. Actually, the original words of that prayer were slightly different. It's been sort of popularized and simplified in order that we can allow the words to linger on our minds. But the original words that Niebuhr spoke were these: God, give us grace to accept with serenity the things that we cannot change, courage to change the things that should be changed, and wisdom to distinguish the one from the other. Now, that's a bit more of a mouthful, but it contains a couple of quite important and significant things. God, not give me the serenity, but the grace to accept with serenity the things I cannot courage. God, give me grace. In those circumstances where we don't know what to say, where we don't know whether to go forward or to go backwards, where we feel trapped, God, give us the grace to accept with serenity that situation. And God, give us the courage not to change what can be changed, but the original words of the prayer were what should be changed. There's a moral urge to that which we should do. Now, we need the discernment to know the difference. Well, we're in the middle of Lent, and some of us are following various paths to help us re-examine ourselves and prepare ourselves for the events of Easter. One of the sources of those reflections might well be the Desert Fathers, who understood perhaps better than anybody what it meant to find this wisdom, knowing when to act and when not to act. And at the center of their teaching is this simple simple thought. Don't waste time thinking about things that thinking can't change. Don't waste time thinking about things that thinking cannot change. How many of us have thoughts buzzing around in our head? I'll try this, I'll try that, I'll try that. None of which really are productive. And the Desert Fathers said to us, you have to remember something. Your thoughts are not you. Those thoughts that come into your mind are not you. They come and go. They'll pass through our mind and pass on. And it is possible, if we pay attention to what is taking place, if we choose not to accompany our thought as it develops, we'll see it just disappear like a puff of smoke in the wind. And it's when that happens, when we can move aside from our own thoughts, thinking about thinking that can't make a difference, just letting go of our thoughts, that the presence of God can come to us. And we can come to know his good and perfect will for us in that situation. That's the source of wisdom. In that moment when we need it, the Red Sea moment for us, when we don't know whether to go forward or backwards, God can enter into our lives and we will know what to do. So we, in a sense, if we want to have wisdom to know the difference, wisdom that can help us in the job that we do, wisdom that can help us in the way in which we participate in the world, we need to get rid of everything that slows us down. In the words of Hebrews, get rid of everything that slows us down, especially the thoughts that just won't let go. Let us determine to run the race that is set before us, fixing our eyes on Jesus, who for the sake of the joy that lay ahead of him endured the cross and ignored its disgrace. That's the wisdom that looks to many people like foolishness. This is the wisdom that can make a difference. So I offer you that prayer as you go through Lent and as you go into the job tomorrow, at this time tomorrow morning in the workplace, with a choice that you may have to face. Pray that prayer. God, give us grace to accept with serenity the things that cannot be changed, courage to change the things that should be changed, and wisdom to distinguish the one from the other. Amen.